If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Happy birthday, yeah.
That guy's got loud drums.
Calm down there, Bjork. I was going to wait for the Sons of Caius to sing happy birthday to me, but God damn it.
Happy birthday.
Hey, everybody.
Happy birthday.
Welcome to the first ever birthday party podcast comedy show ever for us. That's right. It's Terry and Gatch comedy show right here on the internet. My name is Terry Guile.
And birthday boy.
Yeah, I'm older now. I'm officially... Oh, thanks, John. What did he say? He doesn't say words.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's birthday.
Like, hey, birthday. Yeah, 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 man, your birthday. Oh, yeah, my birthday cake, yeah, yeah.
So everybody's thought of writing a birthday song, right? Who's ever been in a band, right?
I've never thought of it.
Really? You never thought, like...
The Beatles.
There's the happy birthday, and then the Beatles, which is already tired as the birthday song, right?
It's tired, but they killed it. I love that song.
Yeah,
it never
exactly.
gets old.
And then
me.
You go, and then you think, well, let's. I'll write a new birthday song, and then you're well, like, I really can't improve upon the Beatles.
Yeah, and I guess it just took us having to podcast on my birthday. But from now on, when we do celebrity birthdays, I'm going to have a soundbite that goes. All right, it's time for celebrity birthdays. Because why haven't I done that before? Every other radio station probably has. Oh, wait, we're not a radio station. Hey, it's a birthday. So, yeah, Sons of Caius, this is pre-Caius. And I found out Sons of Caius is, like, from some Dungeons & Dragons or something. Or The Hobbit. Some fantastic, I call them fantastic, the fantasy, you know, they're fantasy.
Yeah, fantasy role-playing.
Yeah, like...
But not like, you know, when you're playing in the... Well, I guess role-playing in the basement could mean two different things, but that's different than the role-playing in the bedroom.
There's a basement and there's a dungeon. But I heard the other day, and I can't recall because I was pretty baked, but I was watching a show with my godson, and it told us the name of a 12-sided die. Is it an... Do you know what it...
A 12-sided die?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's called something.
Oh, like it's a die.
No, it's...
Oh, well, it's a 12-sided. What would it be? A decidie?
No, it's like a weird name.
Hexadie? That would be like a 6, right? And then an octadie? Maybe.
I don't know.
They got 100-sided dice?
I've heard that. I heard that from Patrick Perkins and Will Woodruff.
Uh-huh. That thing will roll like a marble, dude.
Oh, how does it ever stop? You have to have a really flat surface.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally...
Yeah. It just stops. It almost seems like it floated. Like, I can't, I don't know. Right. I like having a good set of, you know, funky dice.
Hell yeah. Do you have a 100-sided die?
Not 100, no.
You got a 12.
I got some tens. I got a 12. I got a 20. You
All
know?
Right.
I've done a couple campaigns. I've DM'd a couple. You know, dungeon mastered, real basic stuff.
Right on. Cool. I used to play a little tiny, yeah. just dabbled when we were working graveyard out at the old farm there. Uh-huh. But yeah, today, feeling a little older. Not really, though, but yeah. You got to say that. I'm kind of depressed, but not because I'm older, but because I'm 45, and I just heard that 45 is the new 51.
45 is the new 51?
Yeah, that sucks, huh?
But won't 51 be the new 41?
I don't know what that is, but I'm okay, because next year the 46 is the new 39.
Oh, nice.
So
nice.
I'll be styling, but this year I'm fucked. I'm over 50 for a year. But
those lyrics, by the way, are happy birthday, 2 years dead today. You can't keep me from running.
Why'd you pick that song?
Don't mess around with me. I'm down to the wire, and I'm burning higher and higher and higher.
I heard no yas in there, so I don't believe that that's the actual correct print. Because he says,
I think he says, yeah, can't keep me down.
Yeah. Happy birthday, yeah.
That's from 1990.
Yeah, that was before they were actually even Caius.
Mm-hmm.
And then they dropped the Too Many Sons, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to find this, but I'm not. Anyway, but before we even get to that, I want to, since we talked about it being my birthday, and you even mentioned it.
I got some stuff that happened on your birthday.
That's a good thing, too. Well, here's what I got. I got some friends, because today is actually my birthday, and this will come out tomorrow, which will be the day after my birthday. But I share my birthday with at least four of my personal friends that I know on a face-to-face, not Facebook basis. I can't speak correctly, but including people like... super fan, Jared Nelson.
Yep.
Kaylin Payne, former co-owner of the Dixie Creek Saloon.
Yep.
Mandy Nash, resident crazy lady who's having another baby. J.R. Biamonte, guitarist from Pain Clinic from Fallon, Nevada.
That's like four other people.
Other people. And then there's myself. And then in the 1500s.
Mm-hmm.
I share a birthday with Ivan the Terrible.
Oh, man, that guy was terrible.
He was the first czar of Russia.
He was.
He was a bad guy. Ivan the Fourth, though, it took four of them before he became terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And Terry.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Were they all bad?
I think Ivans? I think he was the only terrible one. There might have been Ivan the Great.
Yeah. Great Grape Ape.
Ivan the So-So Leader. I don't know.
They are ranked like that, right?
Now, you'll remember this guy because you're a good game show enthusiast. Hall shares my birthday today. What are we going to do?
Let's make a deal.
And we make fun of this guy quite often. Did not know that I shared my birthday with Sean Connery.
William Shatner.
I don't share my birthday with William Shatner. Sorry. Gotcha. And someone who speaks almost just like William Shatner, but with more volume, Regis Philbin, also born today. Regis Philbin.
Do you like Regis?
I get a kick out of Regis. I used to watch.
Some people hate him.
I like Jimmy Fallon's Regis. He's a good one.
Some people just Dana Carvey's don't get his excitement. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Regis, though. I mean, he's entertaining.
What's their producer's name?
Gelman.
Gelman! My God! What's going on right now?
Yeah.
Kelly, you're an idiot.
I watched it now that they got that Michael Strahan guy on there, old football player.
See, it's Kelly and Michael now?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Also, I don't know if you probably know this guy because you're also a movie enthusiast, Tom Skerritt.
Oh,
actor.
Yeah.
He's been in tons of great movies that I've enjoyed, but I can't remember any right now. Because I've been smoking
mostly in
weed
the
80s.
He had the mustache.
Oh, he's always got the mustache.
Hair, so he was, wasn't he?
He was
he
in
like
a few of those Stephen King movies.
Mm-hmm. Was
TV.
He the poor man's Selleck?
Tom Skerritt with the gray mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Just as thick, almost.
Yeah.
Didn't come out as far, though.
Yeah.
He had it trimmed back to the edge of his mm-hmm. mouth, whereas Selleck. He could sell it with more of a mustache.
Yeah.
I believe he was in Desperation, which is a Stephen King TV made for TV show.
I don't think I've seen that one, or if I have, it was when it came out.
I read the book. It's got the guy from Sons of Anarchy and Beauty and the Beast. You know that guy with the weird-looking face?
Ron.
Yeah.
Ron and Silver?
Something.
No, it's not Ron Silver.
It's Ron something, though.
Yep.
And he plays this weird shape-shifting demon cop, which is pretty cool. But anyway, also, not into sports, but I know you like some sports sometimes. Rolly Fingers.
Oh, Rolly Fingers?
Rolly. I call him Rolly because I like to roll joints.
Yeah.
With my fingers.
He liked to roll his mustache.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
With some wax.
Mm-hmm, he did.
Tom Skerritt, mustache.
He was one of the first closers of the game.
Nice. He was a pitcher, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
also great actor in a great movie that I enjoyed him in. Two movies from the 70s, Deliverance and The Deer Hunter. John Savage, also born today. He was the guy who kind of made it through to the end with...
Yeah, he wasn't Burt Reynolds or Ned Beatty.
Exactly, and he wasn't the guy that got killed early.
Yeah.
And then in The Deer Hunter, he was one of the guys that went to Nam with a Walken and De Niro. So
Speaking of Walken, you know what his real first name is? Take a guess.
Perfect timing. His first name?
Yep.
Michael?
Nope. Ronald.
Ronald Walken?
Ronald Walken.
Ronald McDawken.
A friend said he should go with Christopher, but now he likes to be called Chris.
Well, it was almost perfect timing. I just found out, okay, well, yeah, it's perfect timing.
Yeah.
Gene Simmons' birthday. I already knew that.
Uh-huh.
His real name, you know that?
Yeah, Saul Goodman.
That's close. Gene Klein.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jew.
Yep, he was. Yeah.
And also birthday.
You know who's not Jewish? Whoopi Goldberg.
Tom Cruise.
Uh-huh.
Not a Jew.
Yeah. And Whoopi Goldberg, though, somebody told her her name isn't Jewish enough, so she went with Goldberg. And Whoopi, she said, is sometimes you make a lot of gas, and they used to say I was a whoopee cushion. That's where she got her name, is from farts.
Wow. Her and Flames ought to get together.
I know, Jew fart.
Jew farts. And I just found out this today. Can't believe I didn't know it for so long. Proud to share a birthday with a metal god, Rob Halford.
Oh, nice.
Turning 62 today. So he's old enough to be my dad if he got a chick pregnant when he was like 17.
Yeah.
Also, birthday today, did not know until today, former Dio guitarist, current Def Leppard axe slinger, Vivian Campbell.
Ah.
51 today.
He invented soup.
Yeah, and he had some good squeals before Zach Wilde.
Really?
But they weren't as, you know, the new guy comes along and always likes to trump the old guy.
Well, yeah, it's because he likes that sound, and so that becomes his signature sound rather than
the Dio guitarist can do a squeal? Check this fucking shit out. I've got a low voice because I'm Zach Wilde. Also, knew this forever, but love this dude, Elvis Costello. Recently watched a YouTube video of a full concert of him from 1977. He got so sweaty. He was wearing like a suit, and there was just like sweat beaded all over his whole face, kind of like I get sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt for him because maybe he has overactive sweat glands like me.
Maybe.
I think I do. Also, birthday today, speaking of knowing people's real names, this obviously isn't his real name. You've probably heard of the band Power Man 5000.
Oh, yeah.
Spider One. That's his name.
Did they do that song, Hey?
Never gonna live. Or no, that's White Zombie.
Hey,
When Worlds Collide. No, that was Andrew WK. Party, party all the time. Hey, party,
no,
party.
I was thinking of a Smash Mouth is a song I'm thinking of. Hey,
oh,
now.
No, no, no. This is more heavy metal with like a drum machine sound.
I don't know if I've ever really.
When Worlds Collide was their radio hit. But anyway, his name is Michael Cummings.
Oh.
Little brother of Rob Zombie.
Huh.
Robert Cummings.
I did not know that.
I did not know his... I knew his name couldn't have been Rob Zombie.
Certainly.
But I didn't know he was Cummings.
Hmm.
Robert,
interesting.
Robert Cummings. And also interesting that I just watched like Devil's Rejects and House of a Thousand Corpses over the weekend, and then watched Devil's Rejects and House of a Thousand Corpses with director commentary.
What?
Yeah. I dug it. I hadn't watched it for a while.
Was Sid Haig on the commentary too?
No, there was another track, but I just listened to the zombie. Because he talked more about the setups and the sets and the angles and how closely things were
shot
on a budget, and how if you would have moved the camera 2 inches to the side, you would have saw the set of the motel that was just right there, and about how they found all these old abandoned places with old abandoned chicken coops with chickens in them that weren't really skeletons. Mm-hmm. They were just like mummified chickens because they'd been left there, and it was just, he said, you can't buy production value like that, and they just come across it. And they contacted the owners, and they said, yeah, do whatever you want, you know. And it was very interesting. I didn't know 10% of the stuff that I found out by listening to the director's commentary. Very interesting. And, of course, that's all the birthdays, but that's a hell of a – oh, you've got a couple.
Yeah. Yeah, Dave Chappelle.
What?
Yep.
Sometimes you just say, fuck it.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool. Yeah. Is he like 40?
I'm not sure. No, I think he's like 45. I had something else about Dave Chappelle about I didn't even know. Oh, it's on another list I have. We'll talk about that later.
All right.
I also saw Craig Kilborn.
Oh, cool.
He's Craig Kilborn, Jeff.
And see, here's my thinking, just to be a little bit narcissistic, that people that are born at certain times of the year are characteristic of each other a little bit because of their astrological sign and the fucking state of mind that their parents were in while they were conceiving you.
Uh-huh.
So there's some other people. There's a lot of cool, you know,
but
Virgos get looked
here's
down.
Here's another one, though.
I believe that the Virgo sign is shunned a little bit by the rest of the astrological signs because it's kind of looked at as a wimpy, like, it sounds like virgin.
I've never really delved into Virgos.
See? You're Virgist. Racist. You're racist against Virgo because you don't care.
You always hear a lot about Scorpios, though, being dangerous.
Man. Fuck, they'll kill you.
Yeah.
And the Aquariuses.
Yeah, they'll get you, too.
They just don't care.
They don't.
There's a song by Shel Silverstein called The Man Who's Got No Sign, and it's a narrative, and it's scarative, and it makes you feel...
Sublime.
Or sublime. I was just riffing off there. But, yeah, it talks about all the... And it kind of gives a generalized, stereotypical characteristic of each. And it really makes you think, and you can get a little offended when you listen to the song because they say something about you, and it fits.
What?
And you're like, oh, I don't know. What's your sign?
Oh, Aquarius.
Yeah, you just don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
See, it's perfect. I can't remember what it is.
That would bother me, but I don't
care. It's like Virgos are liars or something. I can't remember what they are, but shit, isn't everybody?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody who hasn't lied. Everybody, I don't even care if I bet Jesus lied.
Jesus did lie, dude.
He
said he was coming back.
I opened with my Jesus ain't coming back both nights at Cosmic Pizza and was told by the other comics, bold move, worked well. Can't believe you opened with that. And then, because it got quiet the first night.
Now you got to go to
I said, I know, right? I go, I'm upset. This is my new twist on it. I'm upset, too. I've been waiting 2013 years, and I feel like he stood me up.
Yeah. Yeah?
So I'm a recovering Christian. My name's Terry.
And how come it's still not all right to joke about Jesus 2,000 years later?
This lady made jokes about him, but they were corny. It was funny. A little bit.
Man, you got to go for the opening with the Jesus rim job joke.
Ooh, that's a toughie.
Yeah.
She said she saw a bumper sticker that said Jesus uses his... If Jesus was driving, he'd use his turn signals or something like that. And she said, could you imagine trying to teach Jesus how to drive? You know, she goes, if Jesus had a car, you would think he'd have an Escalade so he could have his whole posse of 12 cruising with him, you know, someone driving him along. She goes, but I know from reading the Bible that Jesus actually drove a Honda. And she goes, and you guys might think that I'm making this up, but it says in John, she goes, but he didn't like to brag about it, though. Actually, he didn't tell anybody. And it says in John 4:13, Jesus was quoted as saying, I speak not of my own accord. Cornhole.
That's very nice.
They got a corny. You got to get the corn in for the clean. See, it's ironic because the clean comedy is corny.
Yeah.
And corn is in shit, and that's dirty. I accidentally said shit, and I didn't bleep myself, but I didn't get in trouble. And Alex Elkin was there, who was the main promoter, because it was the 1450 comedy jam, told my wife, best set he's ever seen me do.
Wow,
and
I've
worked with him several times.
Job.
So it was packed, too. Packed house. I wish I would have took a picture, because that's my new thing. Take a picture of the audience.
And it lasts longer.
And then I say, just a second, I got to put this on Instagram. And then they laugh while I pause. You don't even have to tell a joke, and they're laughing because you're acting like you're playing with your phone. But I couldn't do that because I couldn't do any pot jokes.
Yeah.
People were smoking pot in the streets, dude, and I couldn't do pot jokes.
That's
people
what you should have opened
pot.
Up with right there. There's people smoking pot, yet I can't do pot jokes.
Oh, this is not a joke.
I know. That's what I would have opened up with, and then I would have went into this.
Because I don't know if promoters look down on that, but I have another friend that did that when he played in somewhere in the Tri-Cities area, and he said two things. Don't talk about meth, and don't talk about the nuclear reactor. And so the first thing he said, he's like, well, the guy just told me that I can't talk about meth, and I can't talk about the nuclear reactor. He goes, so, I'm not going to do that. But he mentioned it right off the bat, you know. But then he said, but not that night. Then it turned into a bit. He goes, because could you imagine if the meth heads found out that there was copper in that reactor?
You ever hear Larry Miller's infamous story about his bomb at the school?
Bomb on a plane, not a bomb in a school.
Yeah, he was hired for like a corporate gig or something to go and talk to a school or something like that, right?
High school or middle school?
Yeah, like a high school. And he'd went in there and he had this joke about his old, like a teacher named Mr. Wilson getting burned in a fire in a school or whatever. Nobody laughed. And then after he got done, they told him that there was a teacher there named Mr. Wilson.
Who got burned?
Who was burned and killed in a fire like 2 weeks before.
Yeah. Motivational speaker.
Yep.
You guys got to get over that shit.
I got some other things, you know, too, like how sometimes things happen on your birthday, and when you hear about them, you go, oh, yeah, I remember that happening on my birthday. So I got some things, and I thought maybe...
You know what happened on my birthday this year?
What?
Ian Carmel moved to L.A.
Oh, man. That will be in the Wikipedia, I
think. He's going to be on Chelsea Lately.
In there.
He's going to be on Chelsea Lately on Wednesday.
Nice.
What?
Not a big Chelsea fan.
I'm not either, but that's a huge show.
Right.
Dave Grohl hosted that show for a week.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I have a video of that guy. There's 3 degrees of separation right here.
That is.
Ian Carmel introduced me as a force of nature at Helium Comedy Club. Now he's being on the Chelsea Lately show, which was hosted for a week by Dave Grohl. Boom. It's just Ian Carmel in between me and Dave Grohl.
That is true. Well, no, Chesley Handler, because he doesn't know Dave Grohl personally.
He doesn't. He might, though.
You got to get
and
him
now
on
you got to think L.A. has Ron Funches, Ian Carmel, and Richard Bain,
yeah.
Three of the top, in my opinion, Portland, and now Christine. Mm-hmm.
All one of them has to do is meet Kevin Bacon once, and you're there.
Christine Levine is threatening to move as well, but she's scared and she can't right now, but she wants to and has to for her career. What would I do? I can't move to L.A. If my career blew up in like 10 years or 20, I don't think I could move to L.A.
No.
Dude, I would be so scared. Maybe if my whole family died and my wife left me or something and I had nothing to fucking lose.
Yeah, but once you got some root.
And if I had a house that I owned up here and my wife didn't take it from me, which she left me. Don't do that, honey. It's my birthday. Fucking bitch. No. We had a great time, by the way, but I'll talk about that later. What else happened on my birthday?
All right. You remember in the year 79 when Mount Vesuvius erupted?
That sounds familiar, but that was kind of overshadowed by Mount St. Helens around here just about 6 months or 8 months later.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've heard of Mount...
No, this was in 79 A.D.
Oh, I thought
like
you
the
said...
the year 79.
I thought you said 79 A.D.
No, so 79 A.D., Mount Vesuvius erupts, and...
well, that was also overshadowed by Mount St. Helens in Oregon.
A guy tried to rescue his friend, Pliny the Elder.
He was Pliny?
Pliny the Elder.
Is that a name of a person?
Yep, Pliny the Elder. He was a Roman writer and philosopher. He was 56, and he was trying to rescue a friend and his family from the eruption, and died himself. But Pliny the Younger also witnessed the eruption. And he was his nephew.
Did they? Oh, okay. I was just going to say, did they not call him Senior and Junior back there?
No, he was just Pliny the Elder.
Did they not have a last name?
They did.
I guess that's like Ivan the Terrible.
They had Pliny the Elder's sister was Pliny the Younger's mother.
If you say the word and name Pliny five more times, it's even going to sound funnier, like it's not a real word.
Pliny.
That's not a real word. It sounds like some kind of English slang. Why are you getting Pliny with me, mate? I'm fucking knock you in the fucking ballsack. So Pliny the Elder, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And a little more current. Do you remember in 1814 when British troops set the White House on fire?
Oh, that was just a couple years before I was born. But yeah,
right.
My dad talked about being there.
Thomas Edison patented the motion picture camera.
Oh, 18. No, I wasn't. Yeah. I don't remember this.
And this was 1891 when Thomas Edison patented the motion picture camera.
Oh.
1912, Alaska became a U.S. territory. You ever been there?
No, but my wife spent some time there, lived there for quite some time, and visited a few times. But no.
You know Abby Hoffman?
I've heard the name. Is she an author or a photographer?
Part of the...
Neither.
The 60s revolution, I think.
Didn't she used to write
and was a writer.
Yeah, I think she used to write for like the Rolling Stone magazine when it was first coming out, and wrote in San Francisco maybe area hippie movement. Yeah.
Now you were born in 68?
Yes.
This was the year before you were born.
I am the same age as Rob Zombie's little brother.
The Youth International Party, otherwise known as YIP.
Yippee!
Led by Abby Hoffman, went to the New York Stock Exchange and threw dollar bills from the gallery. And all the trading stopped because all the stockbrokers were grabbing dollar bills like prostitutes.
Dollar bills, y'all. You should have thrown eggs at them.
Yeah. All right. Also, on that same day, two penguins from the Chessington Zoo are taken on a day trip to a local ice rink in London because it was so hot.
What year was that?
1967.
See, I think that inspired the song Day Tripper by the Beatles.
One way penguin, yeah.
Also, here's some things you might remember. You're a little older in 81.
To find out.
Pete Rose banned from baseball.
Oh, yeah, for insider
was that like
gambling and stuff.
I can't believe that happened on my birthday.
No, I didn't know that it came out that day. No. I was probably partying. What year was it? 81?
81.
Okay, so I was turning 13.
The same day, Mark David Chapman sentenced.
Ooh.
20 years to life.
I was probably happy about that, but I was probably busy like masturbating or something and trying to hide it from my mom. I was 13. I was turning 13. I was coming of age.
In 91, this is Canadian news.
Ooh, I remember this.
Bryan Adams, Everything I Do For You, I Do It For You, stays at number one on the Billboard charts.
This Wait, is what, was that called Everything I Do For You, I Do For You?
Yep.
You got a stuttering problem?
I do for you.
Everything I do, I do. Yep. I do.
Yeah.
It stayed number one on the charts for what, 1 week?
Well, that was Canadian news. That's like on this day in Canada, so that's huge in Canada.
Oh, because he was Canadian.
Yeah, it stayed on the charts.
For what, 2 weeks?
It doesn't say. Also, Hurricane Andrew happened on this day.
In 1987?
1992.
Ooh, shit, I'm stupid.
A year later, Michael Jackson accused of child abuse.
Excellent. Well, in 92, I had just recorded the Victims CD at that time, and so I didn't care about other people's tragedies. I was trying to conquer the world.
Yeah, here's a couple tragedies.
Didn't work.
In 2006, Pluto is determined a dwarf planet rather than just a planet.
I thought he was a dog.
Yeah, he was. Now he's
Goofy's
a dwarf planet.
Goofy's an anamorphic dog, which sounds like dwarf almost.
Is that what he is?
Yeah, I found that out because I Googled it because it was bothering me because my little buddy is watching a lot of the animated Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Oh, that's awesome because that stuff is good, man. I always liked watching those. They're like the Goofy's sports where he'd go and, you know, do
or
the
Goofy's
water.
Goofy's new hat.
Yeah.
Or Goofbot. He loves the Goofy episodes. And now they've got these old school, but I know they have to be new because they're infusing shit like cell phones and different weird things. They're like little 5-minute short Mickey Mouse cartoons, but they're animated like the super old ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
They do that with the Looney Tunes, too, with the Bugs Bunny. And
they got new ones that look old?
Yeah, and they drive around and they have cell phones and they talk and
weird.
All this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Almost a mix between what the Bugs Bunny Looney Tunes and like how they talked, I think, and the baby versions when they did the babies.
Oh, like Tiny Toons?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because all those characters, all those cartoon characters fucked and had babies.
Yeah, they did. Well, Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
I learned that from Ron Funches.
Yeah.
Muppet Babies. If you don't know who the Muppet Babies are, you know the Muppets.
Mm-hmm.
They fucked.
Yeah, they did.
And they had babies.
They had to. They
and
put
they
their
got
little,
a show.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, Michael Vick suspended for dogfighting in 2007.
People do get shit brought down on them on my birthday. Mm-hmm.
And here's one on the day you were born, 1968, on the cover of TV Guide.
Who was it?
There were three members of a science fiction show.
Star Trek.
Boom, there it is.
Yep, I remember my mom brought that in the waiting room when I popped out.
William Shatner, Leonard Nimoy, and DeForest Kelly.
Because, Jim, right?
Yeah, this was also in Canadian news as, like, this happened on this date in Canada.
Why? Was Gene Roddenberry Canadian, too?
No, or Shatner was.
Oh, I did not know he was from Canada.
Yeah, he was.
He didn't ever say A.
Eh? You didn't.
We were listening to the Bob and Doug McKenzie record the other day because we're talking about Rush and then Geddy Lee's on that.
Uh-huh.
It's fucking hilarious. He's like, hey, thanks for coming down, eh? And he's like, no problem. $10 is ten, or I think it was $5 is $5, eh? Like they were paying him $5 to do the song.
Yeah.
Take off to the great white north. It was fucking crazy. So anything else happened on my birthday? The Eugene celebration's going on right now.
That's all
yesterday.
Yeah.
That was a fun time. I got to perform on a big, big stage with very few people. I mean, there was a few people, but they were like walking around looking at stuff. They weren't like...
This happened?
Yeah, yesterday at the Eugene Celebration, I did my MC gig at the Eugene Celebration between 1:30 and 5:30, and I got paired up with another comic from there. She's kind of like my mom comic, Melody Dodd. She's like...
Mom com? Is that what she goes by?
No, she...
Mom com!
I just now said that.
She
I just
should
made
go
that
with
up.
That.
No, she doesn't even know. She
that
probably doesn't
be
listen
a new
to our
genre, mom com.
She doesn't even know. She doesn't even listen to our show. But no, she's like almost 60. So,
she's
old
a,
enough
she's
to be my mom.
She's a fan, probably, of Irma Bombeck, I bet.
She claims.
Is
probably.
That profiling?
She looks kind of like her.
Really? I don't know what Irma Bombeck looks
you.
Like. But well, I know life is like a bowl of cherries.
That's true. If you ask Irma. And Irma's a weird name. But
I
anyway.
Read Irma when I was younger.
Really?
Because they were laying around. My mom read it, and so I would.
The column?
Be comedy.
Yeah.
No, she had the books, I think.
Oh,
and it'd be like funny stuff to
yeah,
read.
Yeah, family comedy kind yeah. of stuff. And so we would do a little bit, and then the band would play for an hour so we could go roam around, right? So me and my wife went to get some food and go check out all the stuff. And then we come back, and we meet up with Melody at the VIP tent backstage, which was pretty cool. They had all the hospitality lady come in and bring us all a bunch of pop and fucking food and stuff. It was awesome. Yeah. And she's like, oh, my God, you guys, I had the worst experience. She goes, I had to go to the bathroom, and I went to the porta potty, and I said, what, you have new material already? And she goes, unfortunately, yes. She goes, I went to the bathroom, and when I went to get out, the door wouldn't open. She goes, and I thought that it just, you know, got jammed or something. She goes, so I tried to push on it, and she goes, and it wouldn't budge. And she goes, and it was super hot in there, and I'm a little bit claustrophobic. And she goes, and I knew that if I started screaming, I didn't have my cell phone with me, so I couldn't text anyone. And if I was screaming, I would just sound like a street performer down the street because there was bands everywhere, people talking and yelling, stereos going.
Or that some senator was in there with her.
Yeah, or that. Mm-hmm. And so then she finally just decides to shoulder her way out. Now, did I mention she's 59 and a half years old?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She gives a couple shoulders, pops it open, some... fucker, I'm going to assume a younger punk, put a zip tie on the little thing where you can lock them on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, I said, Melody, zip ties don't really come apart at the force of no offense, but a 59 and a half year old lady. I don't believe that I could shoulder a zip tie. And she goes, I have the zip tie right here. And I looked at it, and the tab had been popped out. So someone was nice enough to do it with a zip tie where it could just, you know, it would hold it shut and scare you. But then once you shouldered it a couple times, it would pop open. Now, my question to her, and she didn't know the answer, of course, was, do you think it was someone that saw you go in there and thought, oh, there's Melody. I'm going to lock her in. And then she's like, well.
Wouldn't they just hold the door then?
You seem to know a lot about zip ties. Oh, I did. I popped the tab out. No, I didn't. I didn't do that. So that would be kind of scary if they were really jerks and were just going around zip-tying people into the porta-potties.
Yeah, which is in reality, maybe the people didn't think about it. Maybe she popped the thing out. Maybe it was just a cheap one.
Because I told her. I used to work with zip-tie. And then
They're not easy. They're not...
The more I spilled, the more suspicious I became. As I said, I used to work with zip-ties all the time at Country Coach. And you really can't get those apart. I can't believe you got out of there.
Yeah.
Was it you? No, it wasn't.
I own the largest zip-tie manufacturer. I know all about them. Wait, did you? No, I have nothing to do with it.
I said, you know, cops use those for handcuffs. She goes, I know. And you can't get them apart.
They use those things now sometimes, don't they? The straps, like the metal strapping.
Yeah.
And then just, like, they have already...
For handcuffs?
They have two loops already, and then they just pull them tight. I saw... That's what it looked like they were to me. But, you know, I mean, hey, anything works in a pinch.
Yeah.
Right? But speaking of cops...
Love them.
Dude, I have air quote bought The Wire.
You bought it?
Huh? I have all the episodes. Okay. And I got a little zip drive right there with the first half of the first season for you right there.
I saw that sitting there. I was wondering if it was random or if it was a gift.
And so maybe we can follow it along during the week and stuff.
So here's what I wonder.
The first episode. Okay.
My television has a USB port. Would I be able to watch that or not?
I tried it on mine.
Probably not.
And
I
it's not.
So.
It has actually a file in there that it's a media player that you can install that plays that file because it wouldn't even play it on Windows Media. And I tried converting it, but it just wasn't the same quality visually.
I don't know if I got another laptop option. Well, I can run my laptop also through my TV, I believe. I used to do that at my house all the time.
Yeah, you might. Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember the MKV or something like that. But, you know, newer TVs might play it. But mine wasn't.
It's a Philips, too.
Yeah. Well, if it's newer and it's updated,
it might be a bit
more updated software.
Philips is a
dick. Heck, yeah. I watched the first episode last night, and I was really excited going into it. And, you know, the familiar character is coming back. I'm just thinking, man, this is going to be fun.
Hell yeah. So it's done, right? It was six seasons
or nine?
Yeah, it was
five seasons.
Five
seasons ended in 2008, I do believe.
I've heard a lot of good stuff about it.
This is a quote I read about it. Everybody always said The Wire is the greatest show on television.
Everybody always said that?
And so I watched it.
That's a bold statement.
So I watched it. And it was my favorite show ever. That's a quote on it. So I'm not even sure if this might be the one show that is impossible to overhype. This is the drama that started all those great dramas, like Breaking Bad and all those.
All right, I'm going to check it out. I've been having to watch some subpar fucking shit lately because I don't really have a lot to watch, and I find myself waiting for Sunday and Monday so I can see my Breaking Bad, my Under the Dome.
Yeah.
And then I've been watching a lot of comedy, Bang Bang. That show is so sillily funny.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't quite get it at first. Like last year I was watching a few episodes. Now I get it, I think. It's funny to me now. Either it's funnier this year, but then I've been going back and watching some last. It's pretty hilarious. And the cameos that they have. Last episode was Weird Al Yankovic and Tenacious D.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember who the other... Oh, they had John Heder on there because they were doing a green screen thing where they pretended that they had to suit up in green screen and that the whole set was CGI'd.
Yeah.
And there was a CGI button that Reggie manned. And then he was having fun and accidentally turned it off, and then they were all green again, and it was going over the air like that. And then Weird Al just had a whole thing over his whole head.
Mm-hmm.
But then when he zipped it down, it was John Heder. Wow. Header, however you say it. It was funny.
He got his start, he sent tapes to Dr. Demento.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said he used to send in tapes and in the 70s.
Yeah, and finally got one aired or something like that, and I think he cut like 100 copies of it or something. I don't know.
For sure.
I never write a complete parody song, but, you know, I come up with parody lines.
Yeah.
I think we all do.
I fleshed out the one that you came up with, or someone that you know.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah, yeah. We probably did a few on
those. For Whom the
those.
Dave Grohl's.
Yeah,
I finished that, and that's just a barrage of a bunch of rock and metal guitarists and musicians that are subpar to Dave Grohl.
Yeah. You know what you could also do that with, was it We Didn't Start the Fire?
Oh. Ryan didn't start the fire. Billy Joel, that was his best song ever. So before the show, I was telling Dustin that I had a story that involved Trayvon Martin and Joey Ramone.
Uh-huh.
How
All
could
right.
those guys be? They're both dead. That's yep. one thing. Yeah. Okay, so I'm cruising around.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Cruising around through the celebration and being the scumbag, lazy guy that I am. Still got
Did
the same shirt on.
Did you use that at all? The what? Celebration, good times
no,
come on?
No, I didn't have time. They kind of, it was weird.
What about the Floridian slips?
Didn't get to see
okay.
them. They
no,
were later.
Go on.
We'll talk about that. But I was walking around. I had my CBGB shirt on. I'd already got like 3 compliments. Nice shirt. Nice shirt. Then I'm walking by this guy. He's like, hey, CBGB, nice shirt, buddy. Total New York accent. He's like, come here, I got a story for you. Wish I had my fucking recorder. It was a great story, and I'll fucking not do it justice because I can't speak like he did. He's like, you ever been there? I said, no, didn't ever get the chance. He's like, man, he's like, I used to go in there. I knew the owner. He mentioned his name. I can't remember because I'm retarded. And that's not what he said. That's me. And he said, he heard that I rolled the best, biggest joints ever, and he dumped out 1 ounce of weed. He goes, and I just get to rolling, right? And I look over in the corner, and he tells me in the corner is the guy that's going to beat me, the best, biggest joint roller in the corner over there, and I see this weird figure. He's like 80 pounds and, you know, 6 feet
tall. Tom Petty.
Joey Ramone.
What?
In the corner. Getting ready to do a joint rolling contest with this guy.
And then like, Trayvon Martin wore a hoodie
and he goes, and many people don't know Joey Ramone, a Jew. I'm a Jew. He's like, I don't see why we get so persecuted. 2013 years ago, we killed a person. Big deal. One of our own, even. He goes, you know, since Trayvon Martin got murdered, 11,000 black people have killed each other. Don't hear nothing about that.
Sure you do.
I was like, I thought this was a CBGB story. What the fuck are you doing? I was like, I'd never been to New York, but, you know, I'd always wanted to go, and I kind of think I still want to go at one point. Nice place to visit. He's like, it ain't like it used to be, bro. It ain't like it used to be. He goes, you know what CBGB's is now? And I'm like, it's not CBGB's. And I find myself talking like him. I hope people don't think I'm making fun of them. When I used to work with Mexicans, next thing I know, I'm talking like Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
This is where you're
like,
around.
Hey,
you're
man,
at, yeah.
Are you making fun of me, man? I said, no. I'm trying to make sure you understand what I'm saying, man. Man.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was a weird story in a total New York accent. I grew up in Brooklyn, right? It was CBGB's in the 70s, hanging out with Joey Ramone, rolling joints. And Trayvon Martin, what? Trayvon Martin, what does he have? Why? Trayvon Martin, you got to bring in, I bet you're pissed.
People get political.
Affleck is not going to be Batman. There's a petition. People.
Affleck? What?
Ben Affleck.
Oh, okay, yeah. There's yeah, I saw that. People are all up in arms.
Dude, he was Daredevil. He's
so
one of
what?
The. He's a big comic
he's
a,
but
fan.
But the thing is
what's so bad about it? I'm
he's
not sticking
he's
up
he's
for
not
Affleck.
Batman in the Batman movie. It's the fucking Superman movie.
I know, but he plays Batman.
So
it's a movie. It's a Batman Superman movie. It's a Superman Batman.
But
movie.
Shouldn't more people be pissed off that Superman and Batman are in a
bill?
Movie?
Are they arch enemies? Are they just control different areas of the world?
I don't even know.
Batman is around
world,
Gotham City, dude.
Is that even on Earth?
Of course. It's in New York.
Oh.
Where the Ramones, 1979. I was rolling joints
then,
with Joey Ramone.
And then somebody said, is Matt Damon going to be Robin?
And that's where comedy started, at the Gotham Comedy Club, back in the Batman days.
When he said, well, hello to me.
That's your only and best Jack Nicholson impersonation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Dan to the Dead on the Bell Moonlight.
Tom Green was the host of this week's Tom Gotham Comedy Club Live.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty good.
Right on.
Seen some unknown comics on there. Not the unknown comic, but some unknown ones that don't have bags on their heads. Oh, boy.
You know who... You hear some comedy news. You like some comedy news?
I like comedy news if it's good news. Good news for people who
some
love...
Some Emmy talk.
Emmy talk?
Yeah. Louis C.K. pretty big in the Emmys. For,
just was watching him today.
All sorts, variety special, directing for a variety special, writing for a variety special, blah, la la, variety special.
Too many fucking awards to handle.
And another one is Between Two Ferns.
Zach Galifianakis.
For a short format in the special class.
All right. Nice job,
and,
comics.
Another comic. Judge Judy makes $47 million a year.
She's not a comic. That's funny,
know.
Though.
But Jon Stewart only makes $25.
Is he even on the show anymore?
Yeah, he's doing a documentary.
Oh.
And that other guy's pretty funny in a spot. Even
oh, yeah, I like
funny
Jon
because
Oliver.
He's making fun of American politics as a Brit. Which I think is the guy from Flight of the Conchords, too, right? Brit. What's your name, Brit?
Is it Brit or is it Brett?
It's Brit.
It's Brit. Like Brittany?
No, it's
like
Brit.
Brett. Bert? No, Brit.
Yeah, and Howard Stern makes $15 million for America's Got Talent.
God damn.
That was for just that show.
You know those shows like World's Dumbest?
Yeah. World's dumbest shows.
World's dumbest people talking about the world's dumbest videos. So at the end, they have these outclips, and it's always Leif Garrett, Danny Bonaducci, that black Chris Nice guy, and Tonya Harding.
They can get better comics and stuff to make comics
I don't
than
think
most
they
of
can.
Those guys, right?
I don't think they can, and here's why. I just realized today as I accidentally watching. Actually, some of those, it was
Doug Benson used to do
stupidest
back in the day, right?
Daredevils, and you got some really nice face plants and people getting totally fucked up, worse than ridiculousness or any of those. And I kind of like the carnage of those just to watch. If you're going to be stupid like that, if you're going to try to skateboard behind a Jeep to get going fast enough to clear three flights of stairs when you've just broke your arm yesterday, haha, if you break your other arm, you fucking idiot. I'm gonna laugh at you. I don't know you. That's funny to me. My wife's like, I don't like these. That hurt. Those people are getting hurt bad. And I said, I know, they're fucking stupid. But anyway, it's at the end, they're doing the outtakes, the little bloopers while they're running the credits. And Danny Bonaducci's like, why do I do this? Is it worth it? Is it worth the $700? Really? So I don't know if he's actually allowed to say the truth, but you think they just get paid $700 for doing one of them shows? Sounds about
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but it was probably not per show, though. It's
just
probably
for the whole
season.
What?
Yeah, they probably
well, they record them all in one day.
Yeah, it probably takes like a whole day.
Well,
to
they at least
got to
watch the video and say, oh, they say.
Maybe they send them a pre-screening tape.
And all they do is.
Of all the videos.
I've noticed that most of those people just say what the people are saying in the video. Like if it's a Chinese guy and go, oh, I can't believe it hit me in the face. They'll go, oh, I can't believe it hit me in the face. And they'll put some stuff on their face. That's
they'll do
superimposed.
Some
fucking dumb, dude. I don't even know why I was watching it. And then
those things aren't.
My son Mike.
It's because it's all flashing in your face.
And it shows the same video like 17 times.
I know.
They had an Oregon one
six
where.
6 minutes per video.
Yeah. And that's better than Vine, which is 6 seconds per video. That's what it should be.
Yeah,
it should
but that's
be a
all
Vine.
Porn.
Yeah. Well, dick pics, right? Or is it just people fucking. I heard a lot of comics use it. I heard a lot of comics use it for like a
there's some
video Twitter.
Porn on there.
Yeah, I bet there probably is. It's a video Twitter.
Yeah.
What do you think about, have you ever thought about the fact of scientists and whatnot cloning humans? You know, they've cloned mice and sheep and they claim to be trying to clone mammoths.
I think they should clone a baseball team. You know, if you're going to clone a mass and do it in an experimental setting.
Well, I'm talking about, you know. Okay, well, I shouldn't have mentioned the sheep and that, like the woolly mammoth. They're trying to clone a woolly mammoth because it's extinct.
Yeah.
To bring it back. Now, you don't think they can do that?
Well, look at Jurassic Park, dude.
Yeah. Did they try cloning on that?
I think that's how they brought the dinosaurs back,
oh,
wasn't
it?
Oh,
with the amber, huh? Because their DNA was in the resin of the tree. Okay, gotcha. Well, this dentist from, well, he's from Canada, so he's probably retarded. sorry, all you can, sorry, Adrian.
Dude, blame Canada.
I know. I love Canada. I'll go there someday. A dentist from Alberta said he is hoping to use a tooth that he purchased for $30,000 to create a clone of rock and roll icon John Lennon.
No, that's nuts.
He bought a John Lennon tooth for $30,000.
That's the only tooth that has ever outlived the person in Britain.
It was a tooth that he had pulled and given to someone as a gift. His housekeeper, he gave the tooth to his housekeeper, Dorothy Jarlett, and she is said to have received it as a gift. I just said that, but I can't believe
it's
a gift.
They can't do that in Canada. It's against the law, right?
Cloning?
Yeah, I think it's against the law in Canada.
You'll
have to do it overseas.
He said scientists are considering ways to extract the genetic code from the fragile specimen, and he is nervous and excited at the possibility that we'll be able to fully sequence Mr. Lennon's DNA very soon, I hope. With researchers working on ways to clone mammoths, the same technology certainly could make human cloning a reality.
But how are they cloning the mammoth? From a bone or tissue?
Anything, a tooth, bone, I don't know.
Why don't they just dig up John Lennon and...
Because that's
and get one of his bones.
Because he bought the tooth for $30,000.
That's true.
That's going to make the clone that much more
awful. It ain't
going to
do you no good unless you clone the other three at the same time, though.
You're going to have to raise him in Liverpool.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you're going to have, you know, it should be, if you're going to do it, but do it an experiment.
It's an experiment of what would happen
like
to John Lennon.
Football team.
The experiment.
What would happen if you did a... this is what you're going to do. You're going to do 10 sets of the Beatles, right? You're going to clone them, and you're going to push one into a room, and they only listen to reggae. And then one only listens to hard rock. And one only listens to, like, death metal.
No, no.
And then you got, like, the Beatles of death metal.
Ooh. That's a good band name. Sounds like another one, but... Yeah. Anyway, I think the experiment would be to see what would happen in John Lennon's life if he had never met George, Ringo, and Paul.
Well, you do it. That would be a different experiment. You'd have the 11th guys just.
You just
be on
make
their own.
11 John Lennons.
Yeah, Lennon, 11 Paul McCartneys.
Paul McCartney was the original clone. You should make five fools and five Pauls. Then you could make five Coles on the phone.
Dude, imagine.
Okay.
You have to clone him and George together, right? And then once they get to five, then you have them play with Dave Grohl and Paul McCartney.
Why? Why?
Because they were great together.
Why? Now I'm a little kid.
And that's why George wanted when he was saying, "My sweet Lord."
Why?
And then John was right in the background right there saying, "Hare Krishna," right?
Why?
Because. Would you, if you played a show, you've played a show, right, before? If you played a show and there was 40 people there, would you walk off stage?
No, that'd be rude.
Brandy did.
Well, if there was supposed to be a million in, or 40,000.
90,000 is what it held.
And there was 40? That was a while ago, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Did a bad promotion.
A few days.
Oh.
Well, no, there was a bunch of people there before watching sports and stuff, but then they started leaving and they say it wasn't announced. But she left the stage, though, even when there was people still there, like... They don't deserve a show. They were there.
Yeah, but she's not going to get paid enough because those people wouldn't be enough to pay her minimum. And then she performed.
But no, they didn't have to pay to stay. They had already paid.
Oh.
They
it'd be kind of like at Foreigner, like if you didn't pay to get in and then like a bunch of people left right before Foreigner went on because they got pissed at the staff or something.
If Foreigner was playing after the Ducks game... And then everybody left after the Ducks game, and then Foreigner...
Or say Foreigner was playing after a balloon show, a hot air balloon show, which is the fact. And everybody just came for the hot air balloon, because they found out pre-show that Foreigner wasn't actually Foreigner at all. It was just five guys who have been in Foreigner for a long time, but weren't really Foreigner. They were touted as having original guitarist Mick Jones, not to be confused with the Mick Jones formerly of the Rolling Stones, which rhymes.
Why didn't they play on the balloon?
I don't know. But have you ever been down there where they have the Styx concert and all that, where they used to shoot the fireworks off over the little lake there at Timberland Park? Remember that?
Yeah, I've been there.
Okay, they got a stage built out there. And like
on the lake?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
I worked that when Farside was out there and... what's his name? Mixmaster Mike was playing.
Awesome. So they're quite a way. You're across the water, or the little moat from the bank.
Yeah, there's a grass bank.
Yeah,
you know, it's almost natural auditorium, but it's made.
It was so overly packed. It was ridiculous.
Yeah,
oversold. You can't sell it.
Did they have
the
fence around it and stuff?
They had area. Well, yeah, they did. They had a fence around it, but there were several sections that were like spray painted off where that kept walkways, and like we got there pretty late, but my in-laws were supposed to get there earlier, but they decided to go to Sizzler for dinner real quick. So we raced from Eugene after doing the Cosmic Pizza Show because they were supposed to be saving us a good spot, and then they were in a fight because they were late and they couldn't find anywhere to sit. And then Dana is Miss Charming and Miss Make Friends Quick and just asked these people that had a big tarp, but there was a little section of grass, do you think we could set our chairs up right here in front of you guys? And they go, no problem, you can sit on the tarp if you want. Like, really? Thank you. And then by that time, they had went back across the bridge and didn't have wristbands and couldn't get back in, which is stupid because it's a free concert. It's weird. It was a whole weird thing. But so like halfway through the show, I still thought it was Mick Jones because I hadn't heard.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like him because that's how far away we were.
Mm-hmm.
And he was playing it all just fine.
He probably was there. He just got lost in a balloon.
I don't know. Maybe he was just sitting in the van. But then they introduced the members of the band.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Pilson from Dokken has been in Foreigner for 20 years.
Wow.
20 years.
20 years.
Dokken's still rocking. They're on tour with Jackal.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it wasn't Foreigner. We left actually before Hot Blooded or Jukebox Hero. But the singer was pretty good. I recognize his name.
I heard that was originally Ku Klux Hero.
Yeah, it was. They were real anti.
Ku Klux, is that it?
Yeah, he saved all the black guys from the Ku Klux Klan.
I was a Ku Klux Hero.
It's a Ku Klux.
Yeah, Ku Klux.
Ku.
Ku? Yeah, that's what I said the first time.
I always thought it was Clue when I was a kid.
Ku Klux Klan.
Just because it's hard to say Ku Klux.
Ku Klux Hero when he's stabbed in the eyes.
So yeah,
that's how Dave Chappelle came in when he was blind.
Really?
When he was, remember that sketch that he did?
Oh yeah, yeah. He was the only black white supremacist.
They just kept hiding him underneath the hood.
And then he had to divorce his wife of 30 years because she was an in-lover.
Oh yeah.
So their singer has been Lou Gramm for years.
Lou Grant, yeah, he's a great singer.
Lou Gramm.
Oh.
Like a gram of weed with two M's. And he was an awesome, dynamic, high singing vocalist. So I was surprised to see that the guy that took his place.
Lou Reed.
Young guy with, I don't know if he's young, he acted young, ran all around, did a lot of hand waving with his other hand that didn't hold the microphone. Find out his name's Kelly Hansen.
Oh.
And I guess, do you know who Kelly Hansen is from?
Hansen?
No. He was in a band called Hurricane in the 80s.
Oh, there he was. He was in Hurricane.
He just blew right past
us.
What's that?
The Scorpions.
Oh.
Here, there he was.
Yabba-dabba-dabba-doo! That'd be if Fred Flintstone was the singer of the Scorpions.
All right, California, yabba-dabba-doo! Are you ready to Hot City Nights? Yabba-dabba!
This is the game we used to play. Now imagine Foreigner, but the lead singer being Carrot Top.
Whoa, his eyebrows are weird.
You'd be doing props in the song.
That's pretty funny that you mentioned Carrot Top, because last night I went in the Dairy Mart. I was looking at the carrots. And then I went to the countertop, and the guy said, hey, how's your day going? Because he's the regular dude, and we say, hey, how's it going all the time?
Uh-huh.
And I go, pretty good. And he goes, how's your day going? I go, pretty good, man. I'm ready to go home and relax. He's like, did you have a long day? And I was like, yeah, I was down at the Eugene. Well, I wasn't going to tell. He just kept pumping me for info. Well, I'll tell him. I was down at the Eugene Celebration today and emceed one of the stage, did some stand-up comedy, and then did a show at Cosmic Pizza. And then we raced up to Albany and saw Foreigner. And he's like, whoa. He's like, you're a stand-up comic? And I said, yeah. And he's like, cool. What kind of stuff do you do? And I said, oh, mostly kind of like almost long-form storytelling, funny stuff, like weed jokes and homeless jokes. And he's like, so not Carrot Top? So not like Carrot Top, that's what he said. And I said, nope, no prop comic here. And he's like, cool. He's like, I like that kind of stuff. Which means, do you like Carrot Top?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Or why? I don't even see how that even came up. Like, you think of a stand-up comedian, oh, you mean like Carrot Top? And then when I told him, so not like Carrot Top.
Maybe he thought stand-up you meant prop to him rather than just a comic. Maybe he was.
The only prop I use is my leg, and it props me up all night long.
Man, do you use that one?
No. Stage
Somebody
prop.
Somebody said I'm a prop comic because I got my leg propping me up.
Bring a crutch on the stage. One of these times I'll come out there without my leg and just a crutch. I was going to try my hand or my leg or whatever you want to call it at Prop Comic. So here's my prop. It's a crutch. People say I use this as a crutch and that I need to stop using it as a crutch.
But now I'll just have to prop myself
up. It just shows you how much I was a stoner as a child. I always thought a crutch was just something you use so you didn't burn your lips on a joint. I'd go to my parents' friend's house and see a squeezed bottle of mustard on the counter and say, look, Mom, they got a power hitter, too. Hi-yo. Remember those power hitters?
Yeah.
They were like a mustard squeeze bottle, and if you didn't want to spring the $30 for one at the head shop that said purple power hitter, we had a purple power hitter.
I didn't know. I didn't know.
So you could take
Power hitter was just a tube of glass.
No, the power hitter.
It had one end open where you'd cover with your hand.
Let me enlighten you, my stoner buddy. A power hitter was a device that was very similar to a large squeeze bottle of French's mustard, but it was designed with a sort of like a thing that you would put on the end, maybe a crutch that like a rich lady puts on the end of a cigarette. You know, like a metal thing that holds it, is inside. You open the lid and you put the joint inside. You light the joint. And all you got to do is squeeze. Kind of like in the old days when you used to take a joint.
Like a billow. Like a fire billow, kind of.
I guess. Yeah, a little bit. So I don't know if you remember this either, but back in the 70s, we used to be rolling a joint and we'd roll it. We'd be smoking a joint. You get it going. Then you turn it around and you put the cherry end in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have a pretty fresh, long joint. And then you blow the smoke into your friend's face and they suck it up their nose and their mouth. And it's called a power hit. Well, now they invented in the 70s, after that got popular, probably from the 60s, the power hitter. And it was just a squeeze bottle.
I couldn't do it.
You couldn't?
Nope.
So they would. You just have this power hitter with a joint.
No,
you just,
not if it was yellow.
No, it was purple.
Oh, okay.
Purple power hitter. But yeah. We used to make them out of French's mustard bottles.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
We washed them out really good.
I don't know.
You'd be afraid that we put it in there.
I would be afraid.
You're like, I'm going to
I wouldn't think you guys would be afraid, but, I mean, mustard taste, they would just...
It's like trying to get the pickle juice taste out of a jar, right?
Yeah.
You can wash a jar 100 times, and if you put something in there later, it's still going to taste a little vinegary.
Pickle.
Yep. It's a vinegar pickle.
That's
why
I always put spiders in there.
The power hitter. I can't believe you didn't know about that. So now I know that joke might not work. I used it once at an open mic when I was talking about exploiting my disability, and I was talking about crutches and different stuff, and I said that I always thought that a crutch was just something that you use so you didn't burn your lips when you're smoking a doobie. And then I said, I realized that paraphernalia was way more important to me than prosthetics. And then I go to my parents' friend's house and see the French's mustard bottle and say, look, they have a power hitter too. And people were like, kind of like you, they were like, I'm going to laugh because that was supposed to be funny, but I don't really get it. Which is awesome. I love the courtesy laugh. If you don't get it, just chuckle and say, I know that was supposed to be funny.
This movie was supposed to be funny a long time ago, but I never really got into it. Reality Bites. Did you enjoy that movie?
I thought it was all right. I heard Ben Stiller has something new.
They're doing that 90s show, pretty much.
Trivia?
No, it's based on Reality Bites.
Oh, so it's like that 70s show? Kind of?
Well, I think it's going to end up being like that, because it's going to be like set in the 90s.
Do you remember that show that was on for like 5 minutes called That 80s Show?
Yeah.
There was like two episodes or five, maybe?
Yeah.
It got canceled quick.
It did. They were obviously trying to see if it would work.
The 70s counterculture and the pop culture of the 70s is just too large to not be successful, even if the shows,
the 70s
shows
were too, but at the same time, the cast wasn't as strong.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, because you really could have played up, you know, if they would have went like the metalheads, if they would have had the family and the kids, it would have been the metalheads and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I finally used my 80. Springsteen joke since it was all clean and it could be corny as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Not your Springsteen joke, but the one that said I talked about my leg for about 2 or 3 minutes. And I said, and I don't want to offend anybody because I see a lot of older people in the crowd, but I effing hate Bruce Springsteen. And they're like, oh, and I was like, because obviously I wasn't born to run. got a big laugh on that one.
I like that. I haven't heard that one.
Oh, you hadn't heard that one? I'd never done it. That's why.
Well, that's funny.
It was just in my vault, like, and I was scared because I thought it was corny. But, you know, you got to bring out the corn, especially at the clean. Yeah. Clean corn is weird.
He had another one about in the streets, too, right?
In the streets. What?
Yeah.
What? About my leg or Bruce Springsteen?
No, I was just trying to, like, extend the joke. I'm thinking of other songs that he had. Oh, yeah. That
10th Avenue Freeze Out?
Yeah. Yeah, you got froze out one time. And then,
I've been slipping the abortion joke in just real quick. Like, I would say I've been fucking with drunk people, or messing with drunks up in Queens. I got a new game I want to share with you guys. It's Messing with Drunks. And I just tell this little story, and then, shit, I forgot what I was going to say. It's almost 420. It's 420 right now officially on my birthday, so I got to smoke some weed here, if you guys don't mind.
You know,
I totally
it's sad news.
Saying.
Sad news about the rock and roll. I don't know if you've heard this.
Rock and roll.
And this has to do with New Jersey.
Bon Jovi.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I read that the final winner of that huge Powerball jackpot came out. They were from New Jersey, and I figure they're going to be broke after they hire Bruce Springsteen and Bon Jovi to play their party. Because that would be the first thing you'd do if you were a New Jerseyan, right? If you won.
What about Skid Row?
Are they New Jerseyan?
Yeah.
I thought Skid Row was in L.A.
Nope. They were taken under their wing by Bon Jovi.
No, I meant the physical place, Skid Row. Is that in L.A.?
It was originally, I think, in Seattle.
Oh.
Or in Aberdeen. Oh. There's a Skid Row everywhere.
Oh,
you know
okay.
You know what it's from?
Oh.
That's where all the logs skid in.
Oh.
Aberdeen. I think Aberdeen
okay.
might have been.
No, so anywhere along rivers.
But a lot of homeless people always live down there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Where they skidded the logs. It was the Skid Row.
Yeah.
Weird, huh? That's Nirvana's name.
Skid Row.
Nirvana's name was Skid Row for a little bit.
Yeah.
And Ed Ted Fred.
Huh.
Which is a dumb name for a band.
And Wright said Fred.
Right said Fred, yeah. Axl Rose, give me some head. That's the song that Tenacious D. Rock is dead, rock is dead, rock is dead, rock is dead. Something, something, and all rhymes. And it's really funny, and he mentions a whole bunch of people, and then he says, Axl Rose, give me some head. It's all over. Rock and roll is dead.
That's funny.
Who puts that line? Like, he's singing about Right Said Fred and Led Zeppelin, head, like, just all these weird things. And then he says, Axl Rose, give me some head. It's all over. Rock and roll is dead. So I wonder if they have a thing or if they're friends or if he's just like, I'm going to fucking tell Axl to give me some head.
Well, he
song.
Wrote some, I mean, he sang some pretty fucking shit people, though, too.
Oh, yeah.
That one song, Get in the Ring. Bob Guccione Jr. Spin.
Is that when he wanted to fight?
What, you pissed off because your dad gets more pussy than you?
Is that when he wanted to fight Kurt Cobain?
No, that was when he was pissed off at all the media outlets because they were writing lies or whatever about Guns N' Roses.
Ah.
And he was lashing out, calling out all the
lies.
The media editors.
Lies.
And Circus and Spin and Rolling Stone. But Richie Sambora will no longer be a steel horse for Bon Jovi to ride.
I heard that. It was temporary before, but it's permanent now.
You know, he was making $2 million a month plus 20% of the tour profits.
What? A month?
$2 million a month.
What was fucking Bon making?
I don't know.
Bon? Do you call him Bon?
I call him John Bon.
Oh, okay. I just call him Bon. And I was looking up celebrity birthdays for the coming
He's
week.
Three quarters the guy.
And
Bon
on
is.
One of the days is John Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi is his actual name. His name actually starts with Bong.
B-I-O-N-G-O is his name.
John Bon Jovi. No, it's B O
John Jovi or
it's
something.
Spelled B O. It's one word. It's B O N G I O V I. Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
So it sounds like Bon Jovi. So this guy's name is Michael Bon Jovi, and he was listed as a rocker. But it didn't say what band he plays in.
Huh.
Obviously not Bon Jovi.
No.
He should have a band called Bon Jovi.
He should.
Or Bongiovi.
Yeah.
And they could just play bongos.
Would you tour as the replacement for Richie Sambora for $10,000 a month?
Fuck yeah.
All right.
What about what
That's what his replacement is getting.
Oh, who is it?
I don't know.
Fuck, man. That's still a good gig.
$2 million a month.
Riding
and
a steel
20%.
Horse.
I know, yeah.
Is that of all merch and everything? 20% of tour?
Yeah, I think it was show profits.
Oh, so that doesn't
well,
even count.
Get, main,
that doesn't even
main...
count getting paid for the gig.
Yeah.
So you get a fifth of the band mm-hmm. money.
Well, I think that's what basically what it was. A fifth of the band plus $2 million
Fuck
a month.
Me. How do they pay the crew?
And you figure what, they tour for 4 or 5 months at a time? I don't know how much they tour. They tour a lot.
I don't understand how that could feasibly happen.
They must make a lot of money.
$2 million a month.
That would. Well,
I guess if you did like 25 shows and you're getting.
They're making $10 million a month plus there's show profits left over.
Oh, I guess we're in the wrong business.
Plus, you know, they got that's after managers and everything paid, I would imagine, right? Or they might have their own managers, and then that comes out of the $2 million.
Printer ink's over $10,000 a gallon, so we're obviously in the wrong business. We should be selling printer ink or touring with Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi.
You'd have to have a big octopus farm, though, wouldn't you, for ink?
So would that make you... Yeah. Would that make you think that Bruce Springsteen gets way more than that?
Oh, I know he does. He'd have to.
Because he's the boss. He's not
going
to get paid less than anyone else because he's the boss.
That is true.
You're fired.
How much do you think Clarence is getting, though? You think Clarence is getting $2 million?
Do you think he'd ever go on Celebrity Apprentice? Because you can't fuck. And then if he got fired, he'd say, you can't fuck. You can't fucking fire the boss. Mm. Woo! Hey, Hans, you like Bruce Springsteen?
What's
we could continue on with that, but I want to get this out of the way before I forget.
We'll find out later.
We're having an extended birthday party today.
I got some stuff.
It's always something.
I got a new segment called What Hans is Missing.
Ooh. And on Wednesday's show, we're going to delve into what Hans has been asking us to. Floridians versus crazy Oregonians.
Oh, right on.
But we're going to save that.
I was thinking about doing the Floridians versus Canadians because those guys are pretty wacky.
Yeah, we'll see how the Oregonians go first.
Good Oregon stories. Let's do it.
So he's living in North Albany, Hans is still, but he's listening to Rammstein today.
Du.
Rosenrot.
Du Hans.
Du Hans. Du Hans, listen to Rammstein. Is it Steen or Stein?
Rammstein.
Okay, good.
No, I'm going to say Steen. You say Stein, and then we'll both.
No, because it's spelled
be right.
Like the Steen from Milstein,
no.
But also from the Steen from Frankenstein. Is it Frankenstein or Frankenstein?
How do you spell the Stein that you hold your beer in?
And it has the E-I, as it does in my name, which is spelled Guile, which would mean to be Seth Milstein.
Uh-huh.
Like Frankenstein. So I guess if you're Jewish or German, it's different.
How does it relate to Milhouse, though?
Milhouse Steen. I don't know.
House Stein.
And I went on a Frank Zappa kick on my turntable. I was kicking my records around. Mm. I listened to the double album of Chic Your Booty. And I noticed that one of the songs, I believe it was maybe Jones Crusher. Or maybe it was City of Tiny Lights. I'm not sure.
City of Tiny Lights!
Had a longer edit than the CD and the tape that I was used to listening to. I hadn't listened. I don't think I'd even listened to this record since I bought it on eBay a couple years ago because you buy them for posterity.
Yeah,
but every once in a while I like to break out and I've been on a vinyl kick lately, so I need to buy some new.
I'll tell you where to go to buy new ones.
Where?
Whole Foods are now selling records.
What the fuck? I bet they're $85 in their vegan records.
I've never been to a Whole Foods.
I've heard that Whole Foods is super expensive.
Yeah, that's what I hear too.
And then it's all stuff you don't really want, but they're trying to convince you that you do because it's so expensive. It's got to be good for you.
Yeah. It's all environment or whatever. It's Whole Foods. How could it not be the freshest available? It's whole.
I thought it was food made by Courtney Love. Whole Foods with an H, no W up in this bitch.
Yep.
These are all foods that come from a hole, like potatoes and carrots, and that's about it. What else grows in holes? Moles.
Radish eye.
Radishes grow under the carrots.
Yep, and...
potatoes, carrots, moles.
Bananas are a root vegetable.
No.
They're not anymore. They used to be.
Well, the root originally grows in the ground, but then it comes out of the ground because it gets tall. Because bananas.
Isn't it bamboo shoots?
Bamboo shoots. That's a root vegetable. And those are good for fiber, too, if you eat bamboo.
It's crazy that people eat those.
Do they? I thought you were just being facetious.
No, in chow mein noodle, in chow mein, isn't that one of the ingredients, bamboo shoots?
I've never been to chow mein.
All right, this is my segment called What Hans is Missing. These are dumb Facebook stat eye.
This is a segment called What Hans is Missing, and you're going to find out what Hans is missing. And
all right, Scarlett says, I really fancy some chocolate chips. Can you buy just a bag of chocolate chips?
That's a question posted on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's a silly question.
Davial says, loving that song on the radio. Don't know what it's called, but it's got lyrics in it.
These are intelligent posts, mm-hmm. I see, that you picked out.
And Ashley says, OMGG, why did the Civil War have to happen? It would be one less thing we'd have to study.
This is a great segment. This is what Hans is missing.
Yeah.
Listen to
those
this.
Those are the three that I had.
My friend Natalie just posted, has anyone else ever found it somewhat odd that throughout the entire story of Charlotte's Web, no one once suspected the spider was behind it all? I mean, really? See what you're missing, Hans?
I never read Charlotte's Web. I'm the one that's missing out now.
And there's a lot of these. Amber says, so much fun last night, .. Need more nights like that, .. Love bonfires and drinks with friends, .. Woohoo! Can't wait till the next time, .. See, Hans, you should get a Facebook account.
If there's one thing that'll drive me nuts, it's overuse of dots.
And then, so those are the silly, useless ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's these, by Anonymous. Last night I had a nightmare that my husband was sneaking off every Sunday and I didn't know where he was going, so I investigated and I found out that he had become an assistant pastor at some weird hillbilly church in the country where he gave sermons to a congregation of inbred degenerates, and he had converted to their religion and had them turned against me for being an atheist. And I woke up startled and severely disturbed this morning. Pretty sure all of the share if you love God posts that clog up my news feed are giving me nightmares. You people do not realize that not sharing those does not mean that you don't love whatever God you have chosen to worship, that you can be manipulated into sharing those posts that often come along with advertisements and links for spam, which are going to screw your friends over if they click on them. Stop playing spam bot. You're giving me nightmares. See what you're missing, Hans?
Wow, that was pretty in-depth.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, and well, I would post,
that's why I left
I would
it anonymous.
Post on there.
It's a personal friend that I know, so I just...
What I would post in reply is I would say, that sounds like a prophetic dream to me.
God, Bill. Sorry. Still anonymous. There's a lot of people named Bill. So, Hans, I think you should really reassess your life at this point and think about, you know... Don't just waste all your work time listening to us. You should waste some of your work time logging into Facebook and maybe posting some pictures of yourself or saying, I just got done listening to the Tagcast podcast after my boss told me not to be downloading anything at work. .. I hope I don't get in trouble. LOL.
Huh.
And you could have a fake alias like Arthur Hansarelli.
Nice.
Or Hans and Gretel.
Yep.
Or Kelly Hansen.
Hans of Doom.
Oh. And then every once in a while, you'll get a picture posted on your page. This is what you're missing. A medicated penis lollipop.
Oh.
I'll suck a dick. It's circumcised, too. Posted by the non-anonymous Scott Von Wald, who we witnessed a crazy hose-toting lady on Ash Street in Portland. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That was Scott standing outside with us as we watched her kiss the pole and say that's not where she slept last night. He posted a picture of a medicated red penis lollipop.
Ooh.
And he said, I'll suck a dick.
Mm.
I feel differently about you, Scott. I don't know how often you listen to our show.
My sister told me she once had a penis-shaped bong.
That's a Nirvana song, isn't it?
A penis-shaped bong?
Yeah. I've been locked inside my penis-shaped bone for weeks.
You got any poop news?
No.
I do. I got two.
I've been on a clean comedy kick all weekend, so.
There was a bunch of goat poop that spontaneously caught fire in Vermont.
Whoa.
Spontaneously combusted. It was all smoldering and stuff. You have to rotate that shit once in a while, don't you? Like,
oh, we used to, yeah, we used to have to rotate all of our damp,
yeah,
harvested.
Too much there, and so they didn't get around to it.
So we'd harvest all of our vegetable seeds.
Yeah.
And we would actually have a turner on our forklift where we'd take a box of seed that was huge, the size of a pallet, and as tall as you, and dump it in, you know, every half hour or hour we'd have to, and then we'd have a thermometer that we'd stick down in there, because it would spontaneously combust.
Yeah,
and I never even thought about
green
that.
Green leaves get, and, you know,
it's
probably in there,
too. Did you say it was goat shit?
It was goat poop, yeah, which heats up, too, you know, it's in the breakdown process.
See, now maybe that's what happened, because I was blown away, because I read this story about human spontaneous.
I think that might be.
There was a baby, a 3-month-old infant that has burst into flames 3 times.
Yeah.
Dude, this is a real story. I saw
I know it's a real story, but are they just setting her on fire?
Do you think the parents are lying? I don't know.
They're setting her on fire.
Okay.
So she's,
this
so
is what the lady said. She said she returned to her hut after leaving the baby home momentarily and found him on fire. There was a flame on his belly and his right knee, and my husband rushed with a towel and put it out. She said, I got very scared. Maybe he's just covered in goat shit because they're from India
well,
and they live in a hut.
Well, digestive problems.
Well,
you know, if you had the kind of gas that permeates from goat shit, right, riding in your belly and you farted and it combusted as it exited,
right.
You know, it would catch your pants on
the
fire.
The family traveled far to the Kilpauk Medical College Hospital to seek further tests, but in addition, the possibility of child abuse was investigated.
Certainly.
But the parents have held that the child burned instantaneously without any provocation.
Every time he steps over the fire.
We are carrying out numerous tests. We are not saying that it's spontaneous human combustion until all investigations are complete.
Certainly.
Now, they do say that the body may have a wick effect in which the person's body fat can serve as fuel for a slow burn. Mm-hmm. Which would require ignition from like a lit cigarette or an electric.
There's
and we know that the kids don't smoke cigarettes over there till at least 2.
Yeah,
when that
there's
one cigarette smoking
like
baby.
Static electricity from carpet, you know, if you're rubbing your feet.
Well, I don't
like
think they had carpet since they live in a hut. That's why I was thinking maybe he was covered in goat shit. Another proposed theory is that the highly flammable chemical acetone, which is produced and disposed of in the human, it's tones that come out of your ass, that some people call them farts, they come out of the human body and they can build up in a person's blood, but the test's results will be released later this week.
Wow.
To see if the baby's acetone levels were normal. Mm-hmm. So that's a little shitty.
Yeah, well, it's happened before in the past, spontaneous human combustion. Usually it just ends up in a pile of ash.
Eddie Murphy joked about it on Saturday Night Live back in the 80s, and he was saying that black people combust more often, and then he burst into flames in the skit. It was pretty awesome.
I have here a list. I don't know if you want to save this list.
Well, it just depends on how long it is. I got about
11 names.
I got about 10 minutes. You can
all
do
right,
11
we'll go
names
11
minutes.
Controversial SNL moments.
Ooh. Nip slip? No, let me think for a second here.
Right.
Controversial moments. Peckerwood, nigger, thing with Chevy Chase and Richard Pryor. But that was controversial. Didn't make the top 10? Wow.
Nope.
Wowie.
Didn't make the top 11.
Whoa. I bet it had to have been 12. Okay, hit me. I can't guess these. I just said the N-word.
The Jesus Uncrossed recently.
Haven't seen it.
This one you have seen. Nude Beach. They said the word penis like 43 times in 4 minutes and got 46,000 complaint letters.
Wow.
This is back in the day. Matthew Broderick was the host. David Spade. And they were all behind like in a hot tub or something. They're joking about that, but it was originally written for Carl Weathers. Written by Conan O'Brien.
To say penis 36 times?
Yeah, they sang it like, they said it like 18 and sang it like 26 or something like that.
Awesome.
I vaguely remember the scene, but the Starbucks Verquonica ad spot. Which was, I think, a promo ad making fun of their something or other. Kenan Thompson doing the Tiger Woods accident, making light of domestic abuse.
Yeah, and getting beaten with a golf club by his hot wife.
Yep. Okay. The Jesus and Tim Tebow.
I don't think I saw that, but that's funny.
There was one that mocked victims of the housing crisis. The sketch mentioned people who deserved to be shot, and they were real people.
Ah, and they got offended.
Well, Lauren didn't know that they were real people. He thought they were fictitious people names, and it said their names. It's like, these people should be shot, and they were like bank leaders or something. They were real people.
That should be shot.
Yeah.
Get in trouble for being honest.
There was, what's the guy's name from Portlandia?
Fred Armisen?
Yeah, he did a blind Governor Patterson in 2008 on Weekend Update that offended handicapped people.
I saw that.
He was all squinting.
Yeah, I saw that. It was hilarious.
And
I have glasses. I didn't get offended. Yeah. I don't even fucking have two legs.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And there was the Thai Rosetta Stone spoof commercial because they have like the child sex trade going on over there. Those were the phrases. I'm going over there on a business trip were like the phrases that they were teaching. the Thai people didn't like that. There was a What's Up With That with Sam Jackson on there. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
And he said, fuck. And he was supposed to be interrupted by the What's Up With That as he interrupts. And, you know, in acting, I always learned that you have the whole sentence when it has a cutoff. You know, you want the whole sentence so it sounds natural when they cut you off. It's the other guy's responsibility to cut you off.
They got a 7-second delay. Yeah.
You know, yeah. But
so did it air?
He didn't. I don't know. East Coast, maybe. I don't know how. You know, it's never live over here.
But I think they still have a 7-second delay.
Yeah, they might now. Yeah. He said, fuck, wasn't interrupted. And then he said bullshit right afterwards. Like,
why was he mad?
He was mad. He said that Kenan didn't interrupt him in time. And that he said bullshit because he didn't think it was professional of him to let him be able to say that. Because you're supposed to, say the sentence.
You've only got part of a line to say, and he's supposed to hear a word and go, pretend.
Yeah, but as the actor, you're supposed to have that whole, you're supposed to say that whole line and then be interrupted as if it's natural.
Yeah, but if you get to the end of the line that you have and he hasn't interrupted you, right, then it's going to fuck you up. Right?
Yeah, because you just keep on saying your sentence because, you know, you're waiting to be interrupted.
Like I said, I was at that clean comedy show, and I accidentally said shit, and I just remembered why I said it. I said something about my leg. Oh, it was when I said I gave my wife my old leg for our anniversary because it was wood.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go, because my new one's all robotic and shit. Whoops. I didn't even say whoops or say, I just acted like I didn't say it.
Mm-hmm. What about shiz? Would shiz be appropriate?
Yeah, you can say frickin'.
All right,
effing, or N-word.
And the top one, and I remember this one, and I saw it live West Coast style, because I was watching it back in the day. Sinead O'Connor.
Tearing up the picture of the Pope on stage.
Yep, and big. And you remember what happened the week after that?
Pope died.
Joe Pesci.
No. Oh, he tore up a picture of Sinead O'Connor?
Yep, and he had the taped picture of the Pope he held back up.
That was right around the time that... wasn't Jim Brewer on there then, and he did the Joe Pesci show?
Yeah.
Had Joe Pesci on the Joe Pesci show?
Yeah. That might have been the same episode.
Yeah.
When Robert De Niro joined them, too. Right?
Yeah, and then they punched out the screen.
and they had that rubber bat they were beating them with.
Yeah. Like, wah, come on! That Jim Brewer's character is just so like, wah!
Joe Pesci Plus.
Yeah, he's just like, ah! But he's not like, he's so skinny compared to Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
It's just like funny. It's like a caricature, a live caricature of Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci, famous for his performance in My Cousin Vinny, which was a huge comedy of that year because no other comedies came out.
And Macaulay Culkin's birthday is today, not my birthday, but today that this episode came out is Monday. And shit. He could stab Spider in the neck fucking 9 times with a pen and kill all these mafia people, but he's outwitted by a little fucking kid.
Yep.
It was because of that dumb tall guy with him. Mm-hmm. What was that guy's name? He was in a Choo Choo. Remember that guy? I can never
Randy,
remember.
Randy, Dennis.
Something.
He's not a Quaid.
No, but he looks kind of Quaidish.
Yeah, Dan. Dave.
Nelson. Something.
Dan, Dave.
Mark.
Gene. Gary.
Frank. Jim.
Jim.
Lewis.
Jim Dan.
Doug.
Doug.
No. Never mind.
What movie were we talking about?
It doesn't matter.
We're gonna get to it.
It was Home Alone. I think his name's Dan. I think you're correct. His name is Dan. I think you said that first. Dan Nelson. No. Hey.
It's like a common last
Hans,
name.
Hans.
It is.
You know.
Yep.
Because you watch Home
you gotta
Alone.
You got to say it. He's yelling it.
He's like, Dan Nelson. You idiot.
It's almost there. It's almost in my head.
All right, well, you guys, I appreciate
it. Daniel Stern.
Stern. Nell Stern. Dan Nell Stern. Dan Nell Stern.
Dude, that him and Howard good. Are brothers.
Yep.
And they had Stern grandparents.
And when there's two of them, it's a sternum.
Yeah. That's how they got their name because, you know, like Johnson
sternum.
That came along because the guy was the son of John.
I'm
and
a sternum.
So, yeah, they had Stern. They were the
Chests.
Stern tire townspeople.
Got a sternum.
Mm-hmm.
You got to learn them to be
yep.
sternum.
I got a stern, stern,
If it's mellow, keep it yellow. If it's brown, stern it around.
Stern it around.
I'm always stern it around. Daniel, stern it around. Howard, stern it around.
Hey, I got some news. I'm off the shampoo.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No more washing?
No, I still wash my hair. I just don't use shampoo.
You use bar soap?
Mm-mm.
Just water?
Water.
That's not washing.
Yeah, it is.
How do you figure?
I wash it with the water.
You can't wash stuff with water.
Sure you can.
You can rinse it.
No, you give it a good wash.
No,
you like,
do not.
You get through it.
Dude, you're rinsing your hair.
No, not when you get it all wet.
That's rinse.
Not when you, after, if you, after
I
like
agree.
4 weeks.
I agree to disagree.
After 4 weeks, man, the thickness goes because all those built-up chemicals from the shampoo are finally washed out.
Well, don't get me wrong. I only shampoo like once or twice a week.
But yeah.
Maybe less sometimes if I'm feeling really hippish,
mm-hmm.
hippie. But, hey, I'm glad you're off the shampoo, but you're not washing your hair.
That's washing my hair.
No, it's rinsing it.
No.
I'm going to rinse my I'm going to wet my hair down.
You could wash your hands with just water.
No, you can't.
Why not?
I don't know. Maybe we should look up the definition of wash.
All right. I will.
Okay. We'll have that for you on Wednesday, or maybe by the end of the episode. I got some shit to say here before we get out of here. But I'd like to thank everybody for joining me here on my first ever birthday podcast. I smoked weed at 420 while we were recording. That was awesome. Probably a first because we're usually on break at 420 because we gave you guys a little bit extra. You got an hour and a half today, so you should consider yourself fucking thankful because I gave you a present for your birthday. We'd like to thank our great sponsor Pizza Now and Hans Jochumsen for next season, and hopefully I'm pretty sure the Brownsville Car Wash is chipping in their $20, and you, the listener, can also send us a dollar. Hans said he did some shopping on Amazon through our link, so we might get some pennies for that. If you guys want to do some shopping on Amazon, go to tagcastpodcast.com, click on the Amazon link. Go do some shopping. There's some holidays coming up.
Yeah, go and watch The Wire with us. You can buy and watch episodes for like a couple bucks each on there.
That's for sure. And stick around after the show for the plugs. It will include my comedy shows that are coming up, and if you just can't listen or can't remember what you hear, you need to read it. Go to my website, terrygile.com. It has a thing on there you can click. It says schedule, and then it'll tell you my schedule. And thanks to Dust for keeping that thing going. You can check us out on iTunes. Rate us if you haven't yet. Write us a review that is favorable, please. And we got that donate button, too, there. You can just plain old give us money through PayPal. We got to keep this show going. It's demanded, but we need some supply because it's all supply and command.
Supply and command.
That's as Ricky would
supply
say.
Supply and conquer.
And, yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at TagCast Podcast and like us on Facebook because everything's about social
media. I have liked us
media.
On Facebook.
I did, and one time it said you can't like your own page.
Really?
That's what it said on the bikini page, and that's part in the same area as my TagCast page, which is your TagCast page.
Maybe it's a new rule. They change things.
You can't like
often.
Yourself, you narcissistic piece of shizzle.
All right, here we go with Wash.
Come on, spit it out.
It's a verb. It's from Middle English.
Means to clean something.
From Old English, waskon. Akin to Old High German, waskon.
Wash? Wouldn't we call it wash?
To cleanse by or as if by the action of liquid, as in water.
Whoa, liquid is water. That is true.
To cleanse fur by licking or by rubbing with a paw moistened with saliva.
Whoa, okay, I stand corrected. If you can wash your hair with saliva, I guess you could...
No, this isn't the definition of washing hair. This is just definition of wash.
That's what I asked. And you wash your hair, you could lick it with saliva or just liquid.
To flush or moisten a body part or injury with liquid.
Okay, liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Doesn't say anything about soap. I stand corrected on one leg. Damn it.
To wash oneself or a part of one's body. Or to become worn away by the action of water. So I'm wearing away my hair.
How can wash be part of the definition of wash?
I'm not a fan.
Wash
of that
means
either.
To wash away. Hey, congratulations to our composer and producer of our outro music here.
Boodle-doo-doo.
That's right. He just got himself some new digs. Finally got out of the in-laws' house, so congratulations, because what was supposed to be just a month or two turned into 6 or 7, and they finally found him a place, so they're moving today.
That's awesome.
If you're a friend of Floyd, Jr., call him up and say, hey, you need help moving? Because I heard you were loading a U-Haul yesterday, and maybe you're not done yet. Because Floyd's good people.
And Floyd, if you know, or if you need any paint, I know a guy that can hook you up.
Yeah, we know this guy from Sherwin-Williams. They just pour paint on the earth.
Yep, and your house will get covered along that.
I know that...
Your whole block will be purple.
He said that that's his biggest competitor.
Yeah.
Oops. That was actually on
You
purpose.
Want to go to Tommy's Paint Pot.
Yeah, because they've got paint and pot to put it in.
Now you're cooking with peanut oil.
Thanks for listening, you guys. We will see you on Hump Day.
Heck yeah. Rock on.
And aluminum foil. Hello, all you taggots. What's going on? Well, wait. Why am I asking? I'm going to tell you. Here's some things that are going on that you might be interested in going to and enjoying as we listen to a little bit of Frank Zappa in the background distracting me. Got a lot of good shows coming up. Mainly, I want to mention, first off, the penultimate Comedy at the Baghdad show. That means the next to the last one, the last being the ultimate. But this Friday, the 30th of August, we've got a Comedy at the Baghdad Theater, still only $5 after 6 years, and it's coming to an end. So if you've never been, you should come, because it'll be my last time being there. I'll be with my good friend Seth Milstein. Christian Spillman will be hosting the show. We've also got headliner Nathan Brannon. He was Portland's Funniest Person of 2012. Also Jacob Christopher, Stacy Halal, and Arlo Stone. That should make you go, you know Arlo. Anyway, come out to that. It's $5. It's 10 p.m. It's the Baghdad Theater. It's at 37th and Hawthorne in Portland, Oregon. The historic Baghdad Theater. I'm still trying to find my list of shit here, but I knew that was happening because I'm going. I'm going to be there. Let's see. What's the date today? Oh, yeah. August 29th, Gary Numan will be in cars down at the park at the Wow
Pause.
Hall. I heard that commercial on a Radio Shack commercial the other day, and now he's coming to Eugene. Should be pretty awesome. August 29th through the 31st, that's this weekend, it's the Eugene Metal Celebration. An answer back to this last weekend's Eugene celebration. 3 nights, I think a total of about 15 bands. Metal up your arses all night long at the Black Forest. Free shows. Got to be 21, but they're starting early at like 8 or 9 since there's so many bands. So go out and check that out if you're in the Eugene area. I think voting has commenced, and I'm not sure if they won or not, but there's a good chance that 30-pound Test might be playing with Alice in Chains and Jane's Addiction. The last time I checked, they were in third place, and that was the day before the voting ended. And I think you just had to be in the top three to make it onto one of the stages. That's September 8th, the Sleep Country Amphitheater up in, I think it's in Vancouver, but it's considered Portland. September 12th at the Wow Hall, it's Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin tribute band. That should be a good show. Don't forget about the very last comedy show at the Baghdad. That's September 6th. The list is too large to even begin to mention, so you'll have to go to the Facebook page of Comedy at the Baghdad. You will find all the information there. Friday the 13th, September 13th, it's Yob, Tormentium, and Ninth Moon Black at the Wow Hall. Be a wonderful show. I hope to at least catch the last of it because I have a comedy show that night at the Tiny Tavern. So that's going to start at 9. I think it's a free or donation show. Me and Max Brockman, Mac Chase, will be doing that one. Brian Posehn, who I just watched got murdered in a movie, he's going to be at the Wow Hall too, October 4th with Derek Sheen. And Marcus and Drew from the Donkey Show will be opening that one up. Let's see, we got a lot of other good stuff. World of Lies, Necryptic, and another band fall into, I don't know, never mind. World of Lies, Necryptic, They're Who Matter, September 28th, The Black Forest, also a free show. Oh, I'm looking at my scribblings here, that's my problem. October 10th through 13th is the Fall into Darkness Festival. My highlight for that weekend is the 11th with Orange Goblin. Look that up, Fall into Darkness. It's a great Doom Festival in Portland, Oregon. October 15th, it's Guar and Whitechapel. I think that's at the Hawthorne Theater. Other good shows coming to the Hawthorne, Diamond Head and Raven, October 11th. Creator and Overkill on the 13th. Morbid Angel on the 26th of November. And that, of course, is with World of Lies and another local band, lucky enough to open the show. Lots of other good stuff going on, like comedy is advertised every second Saturday, I think, of the month.
I thought you were going to say every second.
Every second we have a comedy show in Eugene. It's blowing up, I tell you. Hey, thanks for listening, you guys. Get back to your podcast listening. We're still a podcast, but we're a comedy show, too, so I'm never going to stop saying it.
What's a podcast?
Well, watch Marin on IFC, you'll find out. Hey, get back to it. Thanks for listening, you guys. Go do something later. Hey, Frank, you could stop doing the guitar solo now. Hey, Frank. Frank. Dude, it's been 6 minutes. You're still just going to keep doing the guitar solo? All right, well, then we're just going to fade you out, buddy. Hey, don't forget to listen to the Zappa Tag Cast, which is just the Terry and Gatch Zappa show. What's a podcast? Frank, give me the...